Hi, Professor. Am I too early? Yeah, I can always wait outside. No? Oh, great. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not want the door closed? That's my bad. I mean, I know you're very concerned that your female students feel safe. And you know, I really appreciate how you deliberately leave the door wide open whenever we meet. It just shows so much respect for me. But, today, I've got something a little bit personal to discuss. And to be honest, I'd kind of be embarrassed if I thought anyone could hear what we're talking about. So, is it okay if we, keep the door closed? Just this once? Yes? That's so nice of you. Yeah, so, first of all, I mean, thank you so much for your comments on that last paper I did. They were very helpful. I think that's part of why I love to be in your courses. I mean, you pay such close attention to everything that all of your students write, and you just give such detailed feedback, and it feels like we're never faceless. We're not, like, an inconvenience or anything to you. It really feels like you care about us. You do care about us. And, coming from one of your students, at least, that's why we love to learn from you. Yeah. Anyway, in your comments, you asked how I was doing personally and socially, like, whether I was, like I said, enjoying my time as a student, and then so you also offered to talk about anything that was on my mind? You remember writing that? Oh, okay. because I took your comment very seriously. In fact, there's something that's really bothering me. In fact, I think it's starting to interfere with my studies. No. It's nothing to do with your teaching style. The readings you've chosen are great, and I love our class discussions. It's a little more personal than that. How can I put this delicately? Let's see. Okay, so you've seen me outside of class, right? I mean, we bumped into each other in the quad, at the coffee shop, walking to class. Small enough campus. I mean, I hope this doesn't sound too boastful, but you do know I have boyfriends. I've had boyfriends, a lot of boyfriends, right? I mean, so you might think I was having a great time, and I guess I am in some ways, but it's nice to be popular and desired, you know, sexually. Well, to a casual observer, it might look like I'm very satisfied. I'm a very satisfied young woman or something, but the truth is, I'm really frustrated. Why am I frustrated? That's a good question. Well, I guess, I mean, the guys I hook up with on campus, truth is, they don't really know their way around a woman's body. I mean, sure, they know it feels good to stick their dick in my pussy and they'd love to feel my soft mouth on their cock. On the head of their cock. But they're in such a hurry to come. They're just so desperate for release. Sometimes I just feel ignored. Oh God. Oh, did I just really say all of that to you? I'm sorry. Oh my God. That's a lot for you to hear. Sorry about that. Am I crossing boundaries here? No? You want to hear more? That makes me very happy. Here, let me kiss you on the cheek. Nothing sexual, just an honest appreciation for you taking the time to hear me out. Yeah, so, I mean, does that make any sense to you? Is it weird that I feel like I'm being ignored, even as my boyfriend is like grabbing my tits and rubbing my pussy or whatever? No? You don't think that's strange? Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, although my boyfriend's hands are all over my body, it's almost as if I'm not there. There's just no, like, attention to me. There's no careful study of what I want or anything. Almost like mindless. In a way, I mean, I guess it's not really his fault. He's so full of testosterone, he can barely wait to come. Were you like that at your age? You were? Honestly, that's kind of hard to believe. I mean, I sense that, I mean, someone like you, well, I think you'd take your time. Though with a woman, I mean, not to rush things. You'd probably know how to draw out teasing your lover. Am I going too far? I mean, let me know if this gets uncomfortable for you, okay? I've had an occasional hookup with an older man. Yeah. No, don't worry, it wasn't pedophilia. He didn't exploit me. No, this was once I got into college. In fact, I actually seduced him myself. And I took great pleasure in seeing how he responded. Are you sure it's still okay for me to go on? You look shocked, your face is a little flushed. I guess it's not very often or every day that one of your brightest female students comes in and talks about her sexual responses. Is it too presumptuous of me to think that this is getting you pleasantly aroused? That thought really pleases me too. Anyway, I've found that as a man becomes experienced, he slows down in the best way possible. He knows the secret to receiving pleasure is to make sure he gives it, and he knows that the key to a woman's pleasure is the clitoris. So, while all his body wants to do is to slide inside her, he holds off because he knows that his woman will be much more ready for that after she's had a delicious clitoral orgasm, one that opens her up and creates that ache, that void in her that needs to be filled. That's what makes her ready to receive him. And an experienced man also knows that it needs to take place even as he's fucking her. Her clit needs to be stroked, flicked, and teased as he's moving in and out of her sweet cunt. Or, I mean, if he can't do it himself, he needs to position his angle of entry so that she can touch herself and bring herself to orgasm. That's why I love doggy so much. Because the man can hold my haunches firmly and push himself really deep inside me, stroking his shaft in and out of my hole, teasing my lips with his cock head as he enters me, and then again as he leaves my pussy, maybe using one hand to finger my sweet little anus, as the other hand kneads my cheeks, and at the same time, I can be rubbing my fingers over my clit, bucking and writhing under him, moving my body this way and that as he holds me firmly, my haunches secure in his hands, until I start to come and scream. Can I tell you a secret, please? I've often imagined that scene with you as my lover. When you've been lecturing or leading a discussion, or when we have an appointment together in your office, I just can't stop myself fantasizing about how you'd make love. Skillfully, tenderly, teasingly at first, until I was desperate to pull you inside me, loving how it felt as you filled me up, giving me your baby. Oh, I'd be so proud to be your girlfriend, your partner, your wife. So that's why I've not been able to concentrate in your course. Now you know. Do you have any ideas about what we can do? How we can address my problem? Sit in your lap. Of course, Daddy. Oh, can I call you Daddy? Can I be your girl? The good girl who pleases her daddy and who's cared for? Will you take care of me in every way? I feel so tight. You want me to move my legs a little further apart? Yes, Daddy. Oh, fuck. I didn't wear any panties today. I guess maybe I hoped something would happen. Feel me down there between my legs. My leggings are wet, aren't they? let me slide them off. Oh God. I love that. My pussy free to the air. here in your office as I'm sitting in on your lap, naked from the waist down. Oh, fuck. My lips glistening with my own juice. Oh, I really need to be touched. Hands feel so warm, just stroking me. Oh, from my knees up to the top of my thighs. Oh, fuck. I can feel your fingers brush the edge of my labia. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, Daddy. Yes, you can push my legs further apart here. I want you to. I want to be more open for you than I have been for any other man. Please expose me. Spread me apart. Oh, inhale my scent. It's just for you. Oh, God. Oh. Fingers, they're peeling my lips open. Oh, babe, Daddy, oh, you're so good, dear girl. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, you're parting me so exquisitely. Oh, I'm trembling. Oh. Can you see my clit? Love her, please. Please touch her, Daddy, please. Oh, God. Oh, your fingertip, it's so wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that's so good. Yes. Just drag it back and forth over my sweet little bump. Oh, God. Oh, I love those little circles you're making. Oh, fuck. I really want to come. You want me off your lap? Okay. Oh, and to bend over for you, like this. Oh, you like this, don't you, Daddy? Me with my ass cheeks thrust up to you, part tight, inviting. You know, I've been a bad girl, right? But only bad for you. Oh, God. Please keep rubbing my clit, Daddy. Oh, feel your tip rubbing against my entrance. You're so hard. Did I do You want to come inside your baby girl, don't you? I wanted to, Daddy. Oh, that's it. Oh, please put it all the way in me, Daddy. Oh, God. As tight height as you've fantasized about? Am I as slick? Oh, wet. Oh, no. Warm. That's a good girl should be. Like I am for you, Daddy. Oh, I've dreamed about you fucking me for so long. Oh. But I never dreamed it would feel this good. Oh God. Dripping onto the carpet. That's probably gonna take some explaining, isn't it? You really wanted me, didn't you? Come on. You can admit it now. I mean, you've definitely fantasized about what it'd be like to fuck me, haven't you? I mean, it got so hard for me. So fast, and you just wanted me to keep talking. Well, here's a little secret. You can have me whenever you want. My wetness, my warm insides, my soft lips, easing your tip into me. My mouth, my cunt, sliding down your shaft. I'm all yours.